Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Chet Nichols. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vern Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Kiner scores. Sauer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Buell now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Klipstein moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall fires to second and picks off Klipstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bilko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Logan. Cooper moves to second. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Jack Dittmer pinch hits for Bob Buell. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton bunts towards third. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crandall moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball towards center. Talbot settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Talbot. Crandall tags and scores. Bruton tags and moves to third. O'Connell tags and moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. O'Connell tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bilko hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Jolly now pitching. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bilko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Dave Jolly. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.